Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Big government or bust. Here it is on a Thursday, July number 26th in the year of our Lord 2018. It is now a cloudy day out there. It started out being partly sunny. I guess we're expecting more rain today, possibly thunderstorms tomorrow, and then hopefully it clears out for the weekend. But again, this is what the weather people... there is a story here that this may be. Where was this story? I saw it somewhere. I had it here. I had it in a paper pile. Remember when I was telling you that the weather people can't seem to get things right? Well, evidently, they found an excuse. They're saying that a weather satellite is malfunctioning. Folks, if they cannot get satellites to work properly to help them predict the weather, how the hell do they know anything about global climate change and what it's going to be, you know, 10, 15, 50, 100 years from now? They don't, because just about every prediction that they've made so far about the so-called global cooling to global warming to man-made climate change has not come to pass. It's all failed. None of it's true. And they still do this, but there is a story today. So I'll have to try to dig that out or post it. By the way, I know now you guys, people, you should get used to going to rodeckles.net because, you know, we're posting the shows. We're breaking the shows up every day. If you miss them, you're going to get the chance to relive them on an hour-by-hour basis. And we're doing that, and we're also, you know, adding some – going to be adding spots where we actually take more of the excerpts of the show that you'll be able to hear, you know, my wonderful wisdom and knowledge. And as the phone system gets changed and put in, if you're used to going to rodeckles.net now, you won't have to worry about it come the fall when there's a lot of changes that'll be coming that'll make the whole site just pop. Just saying, folks. You got a lot of plans and coming, and we're still working on the video segment of it. I know we don't want to always keep everything on YouTube, but we've got other places now that we have Zinc Media has an account, which is BitChute and Vimeo. And we're learning how to deal with those because they're different platforms and they work differently from YouTube because everybody gets used to YouTube. Well, this isn't like YouTube. Well, that's the whole point. Well, this isn't like Facebook. Well, it's close to being a Facebook, but it's a Facebook alternative. And the whole point is that you don't want it to be exactly like Facebook. You know, well, Gab is not like Twitter. Well, that's the point. Just say it. Although, I guess there are LinkedIn alternatives. I get invitations of these things in my email box, inboxes all the time. You know, and I haven't checked any of them out because I'm not interested. Well, you could be missing out on business, right? You could be missing. You should check. No, I'm not. I don't have time. Two, I'm just not interested. But now I do like going to pretend, you know, certain people's websites on a regular basis. Now, maybe I don't go there every day. I do go on a regular basis. And believe it or not, I go to Limbaugh's site, Rush Limbaugh's website, on a regular, not daily, but on a regular basis. Now, people will say, well, Rod, if you like Rush's site, how come yours looks nothing like it? because I'm not Rush Limbaugh. That's why it looks nothing like it. It doesn't, literally my site really doesn't look like probably 95% of all the other talking head sites out there. It doesn't look like them. No, I'm not going to say where I got my inspiration. Let's just say I got my inspiration from someplace that wasn't for the design of the currentrodicals.net site that isn't a talking head. It isn't a traditional kind of site. And it is going to continue to veer away from the traditional type of site. Just saying. So it is going to get a lot more interactive. There's going to be a lot more, as the summer progresses and we get into September, gearing up for the fall relaunch, if you want to call it that. It is going to have a lot more content on a daily basis. So you're going to want to start getting used to going there. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be fun. Are we going to have a chat room on the site? I haven't really found one that I liked. Well, I take that back. I haven't found one that I like that was reasonable. There are a couple out there that I have seen that I've liked, but they're meant for enterprise solutions, meaning they cost hundreds of dollars per month to have them. And I am not in that position or ready to fork out that kind of dough just to have a chat room. But yeah, you can find anything you want on the web. You can find any kind of software solution you want. You just have to be prepared to pay for it sometimes because it's geared towards large corporate sites and not smaller growing sites. And you know, the platforms that have these types of things, they don't care about the smaller guys. They don't go after the smaller guys. They want the big enterprise stuff, and that's where the big bucks are. And I understand that. If you're going to design something, you're going to design it extremely well, you're going to want to charge a premium. So you know the only people who are going to be able to are the bigger guys. So you don't bother with the little ones because you're making your company profitable off the bigger guys. And the smaller guys, I get it. They can be a headache. Trust me, I know. When it comes to doing marketing and social media management and stuff, dealt with small and medium sized companies. Let me tell you, the smaller they are, the bigger the headache they tend to be. And there's a reason for that because they obviously have less money, and anything you do, any sort of thing that happens to their can happen to their company. It's a big, huge impact. You know, for a large company, it may look like it's a big deal, but a 10% drop in sales may not be that bad. You know, losing 10% of their customers may not be that bad because they have so many. But you get a small mom and pop shop and they lose 10% of their customers. Well, that's the difference of them being profitable and not profitable. That could be the difference of making the rent payments and payroll that month or not making it. So I get the fact that they're more inclined to be all up in your business when you're dealing with their business. Because they typically, a lot of times, they have to. Because there's a lot more at stake. And, you know, so paying somebody a retainer of $500 to $1,500 a month for a mom and pop is a lot more money than going to a $100 million corporation saying, give us, you know, $10,000 a month for this, and they're willing to pay it. The numbers seem to be askew to you, but let me tell you, there's a big difference with that. And you might say, well, you know, $500, that's nothing. Well, mom and pop shop, that's a huge investment. So, yeah, they're going to be all up in your business. And that's what it means that they're bigger headaches. The smaller they are, the bigger the headache they tend to be. Because you have to deal with them more. Almost on a daily basis. You know, because they want to question everything. You know, what does this post mean? Or why do you want to do it this way? But I always like doing it this way. But has that way worked? No, but been there, done it, seen it. Is that the farmer's insurance? Yeah, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Yeah, me too. Just saying. In any case, You're going to want to make that a permanent visit. Even if not on a daily, well, come September, you're going to want to be there daily, but just on a regular basis. Stuff pops up now that is, and there's going to be some shifting of stuff. You know, we see there's something called a heat map. You can get these heat maps on for websites, and they tell you not where people's eyeballs are. Well, people's eyeballs likely are, because that's where their pointer goes, or it's what they click on, or where they click on. You can get all kinds of information. So we're going to be moving things around based on the heat map as well of the site, which makes it the site faster to navigate, easier to navigate. It allows us to look at stuff and see, well, this particular issue or item or what have you isn't very popular here, so we either want to eliminate it or move it someplace else. That, again, helps navigate the site being more navigable, as well as speed it up, especially on your mobile device. Remember, I'm trying to stay away from all this application stuff. So if the site itself can be used as like an app on your smart device, all you got to do is bookmark something. It's almost the same thing as having an app. Did you know that? You just have to click an extra button or two, but it still pretty much helps you operate and it doesn't take up valuable memory space on your smart device, and it reduces the amount of information that your device will have to give up. Because all these applications, they always require, in order for you to use that, to have access to this and to that. I don't want access to your phone. I don't want access to all your email accounts and all your pictures and your camera and your microphone. I don't want access to that stuff. And frankly, here's the dirty little secret. A lot of times when, you know, because you ask, well, what is this app? It has nothing to do with pictures. Why does this app want access to my photographs? Because a lot of times there are certain standards that Apple, Google, and other application stores require. That's one of, did you know that, folks? Did you know that in order to have a real app that is going to get permitted to be on those app stores, there are certain requirements that you have to, that has to be on the app. You have to build these certain things in. Now, I don't know why, especially if the app doesn't need it, why the hell would they want that information? So I'm trying to stay away from apps because I don't want that stuff from you. I don't need it. None of my business. So why should I be forced to develop an app that's gonna because they don't need to have access to it anyway. Because you can download it on the site if you want. Instagram doesn't need access to your photographic cache because you download the photos to Instagram anyway. It doesn't need you can have no photos on your phone. So why does it need access to your photo file? It doesn't. So I'm just saying we're not going that way. I know I'm a bit of a rebel, so we're trying to keep it that way. YouTube, on the other hand, still has some issues. YouTube issues a new strike against Alex Jones and his channel over hate speech and child endangerment. The YouTube evidently has removed four of Jones's video on Tuesday. Yes. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' YouTube channel received a strike on Tuesday for violating the site's community guidelines. This is from The Verge, by the way. YouTube removed four videos from Jones's channel, which has 2.4 million subscribers and growing, that contain instances of hate speech and child endangerment. I'm still trying to figure out what really hate speech means. There's really, I'm sorry, folks. There's really no such thing as hate speech. Because what's hate speech for one person is love speech to another. Well, Rod, you have to agree that, you know, anti-Semitic stuff is hate speech. No, it's not. I mean, technically speaking, when you're going to censor people, because that's what you're doing, there really is no such thing as hate speech. Well, I shouldn't say there is no such thing. there is very little true hate speech out there. Hate speech, the reality of hate speech would be something that really undermines and offends the sensibility of 99% of the humans on this planet. Now, if you want us, you know, people, okay, you could have some sort of hate speech if it were demonic, human sacrifice. Well, just about everybody on the planet would agree that that's bad, that's wrong, you don't do it, you don't promote it. Okay, bad kind of content. Hate speech, great. But even if you post something that says, well, I don't like you in people, that's not necessarily hate speech. Because there are a bunch of people that will say, yeah, we agree. And of course, there is a response, you know, white people or black people would say, well, we don't like you, see, you crack us. And it's amazing how a white person, now I'm going to give you guys I'm going to say it. I know this is probably going to get me banned on some places, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to give you a chance to block it in the count of three. 3, 2, 1. If you're still listening and you get offended, not my fault, I warned you. White people are not allowed to use or say the word nigger anywhere. Black people use it every single day. They put it in songs, and they could put it in their post, and it's okay. A white person says that word, and they get booted or banned. Is it hate speech? Really? But a black person can say honky or cracker all day long. Now, frankly, that is, if you want to be on a derogatory sense, those words are the equivalent of the word nigger. They are. But that's okay. Really? So again, what exactly is hate speech, people? I'm asking the question. There really is no such thing in the vast vernacular of everyday speech for the vast majority of people. There is no such thing as hate speech. There's different speech. There's speech that you can disagree with, and vice versa, that person can disagree with you. But usually if you're on the right, you don't call what people on the left are saying as hate speech. But the left always seems to want to say, well, what you're saying is hate speech. Really? Is it really hate speech, or is it just something that you disagree with? Are we changing the vernacular and the meaning of the words and the phrase hate speech just to mean with stuff that you don't agree with? Well, if you do that, now you're starting to censor. They do that in fascist and socialist and communist states, not in a free society. Well, Rod, you can't, don't give me that you can't say, you know, shout fire in a full theater when there is no fire. That's not freedom of speech. You cannot do that to people. You cannot cause harm to people for no reason. But if you tell people, and if you're accurate about it, well, I think this theater has too many people in it, and if there's a fire, it could be dangerous. But the theater can't say, well, no, that's hate speech. We don't want you. You can't say that. Is it accurate enough? Is it your opinion? In my opinion, can the theater shut you down for stating your opinion that you think there are too many seats or too many people in the theater and it could be dangerous if there is a fire? That's your opinion. There is no factualness behind, well, it's going to be, well, I mean, if the theater is built for 100 people and there's only 10 people in it, obviously there's not too many people in it, so that wouldn't necessarily be a danger if there's a fire. But if the theater was built for 100, but probably should only have 90, but there's 100 people or 101 people, you could say, well, the theater seems too, they're like there's too many people. If there was a fire, this could be a problem. In my opinion. Maybe it wouldn't, but it just seems to me in my like it would. And it, even professional firefighters would come in and not agree. So who's, again, it's an opinion. So if you're stating an opinion, then how is that hate speech? You know, a racist white person might come up to me and say, I think you're a nigga. That's their opinion. And I can reply, oh, I think you're a cracker. That's my opinion. Because there are actual, real meanings behind those words. By the way, did you know, based on the actual reference or original meaning of the word nigger, that white people could also be that? Yeah, I know you don't hear white people call other white people that very often, but it happens. But there's a meaning behind it. If you want to look it up, go ahead and look it up. But you can't run around just deciding that I don't like what he says. Especially when you don't apply the rules evenly across the board, which social media giants like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube do not evenly apply. So two videos containing hate speech against Muslims, and a third contained hate speech against transgender people. A fourth showed a child who was pushed to the ground by an adult man under the headline, "How to Prevent Liberalism." All four of the videos are currently posted on InfoWars' main site, but have been removed from their video or their YouTube channel. Hate speech against Muslims? Now, this is probably going to be hate speech. I don't see how telling the truth about Muslims and Islam is hate speech. I could tell the truth. I could actually prove it in the Quran of what Islam is about. And I've seen it happen. And people get their post, their statements, or their videos labeled as hate speech. Well, it's coming out of the Quran itself. How is that hate speech? If a grown man pushes down a child because the child or the child's parent is wearing a T-shirt that says, "I support Trump, that's bad? And you point that out, that's hate speech? Really? Well, I get the whole point that what Alex Jones was saying was, you know, the child being pushed down by a man was saying, well, that's, you know, those are the snowflakes millennials, that there's a little child getting pushed down by a grown man. That's how you prevent liberalism. I get it. That's actually kind of funny. But no, that's hate speech. Meanwhile, those same liberals, those same leftists, those same millennials, those same snowflakes are running around the country doing real damage and hurting real people, not just kids. Oh, and that's fine. That's perfectly legitimate expression of your freedom of speech. But you want to tell the truth about certain groups of people, including transgenders, who, by the way, did go out there during a gay pride event, a gay pride parade, and totally trash lesbians. That's not hate speech, though. So transgenders can say derogatory things about lesbians, but you try to get a straight person to say something nasty about a transgender, and it could be true, and all of a sudden, nope, that's hate speech. Delete.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Let's go to town. Let's raise our expectations. Let's prepare to be delighted. Let's raise a glass in our spirits. Most of all, let's have some fun doing it. Let's go to Kalamazoo, a big little city in southwest Michigan, a community like no other, where crime is high and old water pipes bursting will have us asking to leave. Where every hour and every day there's new crime to see or hear, drug deals and overdoses, police stations and jails running at full capacity all the time. Polluted water at the diner, detours from broken water mains that are sure to make us want to leave. Let's go to Kalamazoo and embrace all the crime this town has to offer, because the times we savor the most are pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.gov.
We'll be right back. The Rod Echols Show.
House GOP members introduce articles of impeachment against Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein. I always get the E and I and E backwards in these people's names. You know, Rosenstein and Stein and Feinstein, Feinstein and Rosenstein. And it really depends on the rule is how they pronounce it. So EI is E, EIN. IE is I, EIN. So that's the difference between Steen and Stein. Is the placement of the I and the E, I guess. But I always get, I don't know why I get it backwards, but I do. I always seem to, on him, I get it. I get Feinstein's name backwards too. Even though I see her name all the time and I'm always writing it and I have to correct myself, I hate to deal with the Steenstein thing. The spelling, not the name. Well, that's kind of a racist thing, Rod. Were you anti-Jew? Well, by the way, just because your name is Steen or Stein doesn't mean you have a Hebrew or Jewish background. You could be non-Jew. I don't know if Rosenstein is Jewish or not. It's irrelevant, by the way. Doesn't really matter. But I know a lot of people will assume that. And that's a bad assumption because it's not true. You know, it's about as bad as saying everybody who's named Tyrone Jackson is black. That's not true either. Usually somebody, but no, it even that's not always true. But usually, if somebody has a real made up name like Taquisha, they're most likely going to be black. But that's also not true. I've mentioned some of these made up names that I have actually personally met white girls with those names, so similar names. So it's not always true. There's an exception. Well, if there's an exception, is there really a rule? It's like the English language. You know, the rule is I before E, except after C, and sometimes Y. Well, then there's no rule to it then. You can't have all those exceptions and still say it's a rule. Maybe this is where leftists get off with believing what they believe. You know, there's a rule, but there's exceptions to every rule. No, then it's not a rule. That's like going into football and saying, you know what? In order to get a first down, you got to go 10 yards. Every 10 yards is a first down, except in the fourth quarter. Well, then that's not a rule. It's very arbitrary. I know I'm being, you know, nitpicky, but let's face it, it's true. We gotta, you know, one of the things I'm big on is being as accurate as possible. And, you know, we used to get screwed up as kids going to school. I before E, except after C, and sometimes Y. But sometimes, you know, E comes before I. Well,
Mr. Teacher, how the hell are we supposed to figure that one out?
So that it's not a rule. I'm just saying. Anyway, Rosenstein, evidently there are House members that are filing in articles of impeachment. Representatives Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan have introduced articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein Wednesday afternoon, and nine other members of the House. The House Freedom Caucus has joined them. Jordan posted a press release describing the group's motivation. Now, folks, don't jump up and down and cheer just yet, because you're going to be highly disappointed. First of all, it's going to be an uphill battle just to get this the correct number of representatives to get on board and to impeach this guy. The problem really, and it's doable, but the problem is getting into the Senate. There's no way in hell you're going to get the votes needed, the 2/3 votes needed to fire. It's just not going to happen. And I know a lot of people are going to be jumping up and down. Yeah, but we can impeach. We impeach Clinton. really, honestly, when it comes to political power and those in their political jobs, impeachment really means nothing. It doesn't. Not nowadays. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, they throw it around. Impeach 45, impeach 45. You know, we got some Maxine Waters, Mad Maxine Waters news here, too, we're going to go over. But it means nothing now. It's all about, well, if you don't like the person, because this is exactly what the left is going to say. Oh, they're only impeaching him because they don't like him. Well, we could say the same thing. You're only trying to impeach, you know, Donald Trump because you don't like him. It's not that he actually did anything. But Rosenstein shouldn't be impeached. He should just be fired by the president. But the left has got him, his hands so tied that if he fires the president, that's impeach, or the president fires Rosenstein, that's impeachable because he's interfering with an investigation. Folks, there are a number of reasons the left do not want this Mueller investigation to end. One, because a number of them that are involved in this whole mess could and probably will be fired once the investigation is closed. There are also other people involved that could face criminal prosecution at the federal level for their involvement in this. These people are actually fighting for their lives and their freedom at the moment. And the only way that they can keep things from actions happening against them is if the deep state keeps this investigation going, which then really hamstrings President Trump. Because I can guarantee you that as soon as the investigation's over, most of the people that are highly visible involved in this thing are going to get fired. And some of them, you know, like Lisa Page and maybe Stroke, would face some criminal charges. Comey could face them too, but the only reason why they're not is because this Mueller investigation is still going on. Now, see, Donald Trump, he knows what he's doing. Trust me, he knows what he's doing. But he's not perfect, and he's made some mistakes. And one of the mistakes that he made is not as soon as getting into the White House, cleaning house in the Justice Department, and firing just about everybody in the senior staff. He could have and should have done it. And Well, the left, they would have whined and moaned and cried. They did anyway. Look, Comey rightfully got fired. It was suggested by the IG, the Inspector General, that a number of people in the FBI or dealing with the FBI should be fired or could be fired. You know, insubordination amongst a number of other fireable offenses. But yet most of them are still there. You even had the left, you had Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton all saying that, well, yeah, you know, back in October of 2016, Comey should be fired. And they blame him. Well, that's one of the reasons that Hillary lost, is they blame him for reopening and closing the investigation so close to the election. It killed Hillary's chances. They wanted him to be, they wanted Obama to fire him. And then when Trump did it finally, oh, what are you doing firing this guy? You know, he's above board. Just 3 months ago, you were calling for his head. So it wouldn't matter if Trump came in and cleaned house and fired just about everybody. They still were going to say what they said anyway, because they did. But now we're at the point where these people have obfuscated, they have ignored the rule of law. I guess the rule of law has many exceptions, so there is no rule of law. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, this is a crime. Unless, of course, you're in the deep state and you're a high-ranking official. Then it's just a slap on the wrist, or you shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Okay, you can go on and continue being in your position and we won't talk about it anymore. And if anybody tries to fire you over it, we're going to go after them. The person who tries to fire you. Rosenstein can be fired by Sessions, and he could be fired by Trump. That's the way it works, folks. And it doesn't take much. All it takes is, hey, Rod, your services are no longer required. And that's it. And you march him out. You escort him out of the building. That's it. You take his badge. You take his clearance. You ask. Yeah. Can you, speaking of which, can you believe that James Comey is now whining that the president is talking about taking away his security clearance? Why the hell does he still need it? He's not employed by the FBI or any other government agency. Why does he still need a security clearance? I tell you why, folks. Because once it's stripped, if they ever try to get back into government, they're going to have to reapply and have it all reinvestigated in order to have them approved to have a security clearance. And most of them, no matter who they are, would not get their security clearance back. Comey is one of them. Unless he were elected president or was on the ticket and vice president, he wouldn't get a security clearance back. Can you imagine? People think that this is not possible. You can be an elected senator or House of Representatives, congressman, and you can be denied certain security clearances, which means you can't serve on certain committees. So that would affect Comey if he had his security clearance revoked. This is the same with all of them. You know, Brennan, they're all being threatened with it. They shouldn't. I'm sick and tired of the threats. Just do it already. If it's legal and if it's possible, just do it. Because none of them are employed by the government, so why do they still have access to government secrets and stuff like that? What good is it for them to have it unless they're going to use it for something for their own nefarious reasons? And any use outside of government is nefarious. Well, Rod, they just want to write a book and make some money off. That's nefarious. That's not what that information is supposed to be used for. It's not the proper use of this classified information that they have security clearance to view or access or what have you. They need to have their... You leave a company. When was the last time, any of you out there, I mean, this doesn't apply to everybody, but when was the last time that if you work for a company, doesn't matter how long you work for them, you know, they have security and they give you a badge, you know, in order to enter certain places. When was the last time you left the employment either voluntarily or involuntarily, meaning voluntarily, meaning either you quit or retired, or involuntary, meaning basically you got fired? When was the last time you were able to keep that company badge and access the company records or information anytime you damn well pleased? Well, you can't. They strip you of all that stuff before you walk out the door the last time. And if they don't restrict your access right then and there, it usually within the next 24 to 48 hours, you definitely no longer have access. Even if it's your own company email. I mean, I remember I made the mistake of leaving some stuff on a company. I'm not going to mention the company, but I made a mistake of leaving some information on my company email. That I had access to personally, that wasn't related to company stuff, per se, and if I did use it and take it with me or send it to a private email while I was still employed there, I wouldn't have gotten in trouble. It wasn't against company rules, but I could not access after I left the building. I could not access 24 hours later. I couldn't access my email account, even though before, you know, offsite, offsite, I could access the email when I was employed there. Within 24 hours after leaving, I couldn't get in. So when was the last time you were able to get access to a place that you left either voluntarily or involuntarily? So why is it when you're in government, it's a different story? And it does not matter in the private sector how high up you are. You could be the CEO or the founder, but if you totally leave the company or you get fired, you don't have access to anything that company has anymore, do you? No. So how is it that these people are able to maintain? They're not the only ones. You realize the plethora of former government officials that still have security clearances. You want to talk about, no wonder we have leaks all over the place. And sometimes they can't find out who the leaker is, because sometimes a leaker isn't employed by the government anymore. They're a former employee of the federal government that still has access to all their records, all their accounts, all their clearances, and they can get whatever the hell they want as long as that security clearance allows them to view that kind of information. That's how leaks happen. A lot of times leaks don't come from the inside. You know, we're trying to figure out, well, where is the leak coming from? Well, it's not coming from anybody who's currently employed. It's coming from former employees that still have security clearances and access. How does this happen? So even if we did find a way to fire Rosenstein and Trump could, quote unquote, get away with it, he'd have to strip him of his security clearance, or else Rosenstein, like Comey, could still get in and get all this information, twist it, rewrite it, and leak it, and give Trump a very hard time. And this is why they're whining and pissing and moaning about it, because that's exactly what they have been doing, folks. Do not doubt me. They're pissing and moaning because it would cut off their access. And this should not be a threat that they're going to do it. Trump should just do it and be done with it. Well, look, you might as well go ahead and be the bull in the china shop if you're going to do this kind of thing. Just do it and be done with it. Move on. We got too many. You know, we're winning in so. People who believe in the Constitution, who believe in the greatness of the United States, who believe in the work and the dream of the founders of this country, we're winning. We're finally back on the winning side. And we are winning big league. Got another story here about winning big. Here it is. Speaking of winning bigly, Trump with EU, European Commission President, we've agreed to work with the EU towards zero tariffs on non-auto industrial goods. No, what was the left talking about when Trump was talking about having tariffs? And you can't do that to our line. That's just unfair. You don't know what you're doing. Bull the China's up. We need to impeach 45. And all of a sudden they're talking about, hey, you know what? It's a good idea if we actually did work together. The EU is, you know, the United States is a huge trading partner for the EU. We want to stay on good terms. You know, we're going to start ponying up what we promised to pay for our own defense, including NATO, putting money towards NATO like we promised in the treaties, not agreements, treaty. NATO stands for North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Treaty. Not an agreement. It's not the North Atlantic Agreement Organization. It's the North Atlantic Treaty, which means every country that signed on, their president or chairman or prime minister went through the process, negotiated, got the deal, went back to their various houses of legislature, who then debated everything. And passed and approved the treaty. The words in the treaty. Hey, you promise, France, that you're going to spend this much on NATO every year. Great. We approve it. We sign on. You know, that sort of thing. Not an agreement. An actual treaty. And Trump is getting them to actually live up to the treaty. And we got people on the left here saying, you can't do that. They're our allies, man. You can't do that. And all of a sudden, they agree. Yeah, you're right. We have been remiss in our living up to what we agreed to in the treaty. So we're going to start doing it. Now, again, we have to wait for the monies to start flowing in to NATO, but they've agreed to it. And now, you know, hey, tariffs, we're going to get into a trade war. Anybody notice that some leftist outlets have now drop the word trade war and said tariff war, because it's not a real trade war. Yeah, it's tariffs. And it's not attacking everything. just in areas where our president and their president equivalent wants equal or fair trade. And even though a lot of them have decided, well, you know, we're going to match your tariff, tariff for tariff. Now they're saying, well, you know, maybe you were right. We were kind of taking advantage of you for a while. So it's only fair if we do this, because we want to have a good, strong relationship with you after all. Huge trading partner, great military ally. We need you. So let's talk. Let's equalize things. Let's not go down this tariff war thing. And before, everybody on the left was so worried but wait, our economy isn't doing that well, according to Nancy Pelosi anyway. It's just crumbs. So how is that really going to hurt people? Oh, you know what it's going to do? It's going to actually bring in more jobs to the American worker. And by the way, I got a story here too. Speaking of workers, folks, there's a lot today in the paper file. What is something? If you're an employer under Trump, I know people have asked this question before. Why haven't we been doing this? I know I got the story. This is what happens when you know a lot because you research too much, which is what I do. Here it is. ICE is cracking down on employers of illegal aliens for real this time. I know we already seem to be under the gun of finding in some areas of industry in this country, there are more job openings than qualified applicants applying for the job. And you know these are trade and highly technical positions that are not white collar. These are blue collar tech jobs and trades jobs. You know, plumbers, carpenters, people who know how to operate industrial machinery like industrial brakes and things like that. There's just not a lot of people because we don't teach this stuff anymore. And we put too much emphasis on sending people to college instead of helping them decide what they really want to do and then training them for those particular positions that they want. Because there are a lot of blue collar people that make a hell of a lot more money than these white collar people. They're sitting in an office all day long. Well, that's beside the point. But now ICE is going to start cracking down on some of it. We'll get into this after the break. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is just getting good. We'll be right back.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I'm a leftist elite Hollywood a-hole? If so, good news. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College is now open, featuring such courses as Unemployment is Not Paid Vacation. No, Americans don't want to spend $19 for an order of French fries and the ever-popular Shut the Hell Up. Why, just listen to this big-time celebrity endorsement.
I'm not Rosie O'Donnell, and I think this school's offensive, sexist, and racist.
And I think you're a giant a-hole who needs to shut the hell up. Hey, we teach a course in that. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College, where being an a-hole is not a guarantee you'll be an A-student.
Thousands of families affected by disasters, like the recent wildfires, urgently need...